What it do, people? It's the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast coming at you with episode 262. Guess who's back? Back again. Eminem dropped out of the blue. You know we had to do a review for that Kamikaze album, as only we do. Also, this episode is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do us a favor, go to realvillemedia.com, check out all the shows on the network.
And by all the shows, we do mean all the shows. Let's start out with the Full Sport Press Podcast. Just recently, they did the NFL preview. You know it's that time of year. Big Jeff gave you his picks, J-Hove gave you his picks, How Weezy out there on vacation getting a tan in Jamaica. All right, issue 30 of Fresh for Dummies. See what J-Hove and Animal Brown had to think about that. The Ladies Room Podcast, they're still defending that female entrepreneur. Y'all check that out. Also, brand new COD Live. Go to YouTube and check out the COD Live series. And continue to submit your mashup questions. There was a slight delay in the mashup, but we will be addressing those at a later date, sooner rather than later. This is Realville Media. Enjoy the episode.
The business is
another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV Podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how does your boy Animal Brown, aka
the AKAs are back.
The Husky Vegan.
Oh man, that's
AKA
what we get.
DJ Salad.
DJ Salad.
I had to bring that one back.
We the breast is what you got hanging. Trying to get rid of them breasts. That was not practice, folks.
Oh, shit. Follow your boy Animal _ Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and Snap.
Yes, sir. I am Spike Lou for your listening pleasures. Also, social media, Reddit, you know, all the great places
to
catch
me. Anymore.
I'm
Stop.
On Reddit strong. Fuck. Was just looking up some conspiracies. Almost ran into an Ozark spoiler, but I was waiting.
That's what you get playing around.
Yeah, so I was able to navigate through those Reddit streets and avoid it.
So other than not watching Ozark, what did you get into in the weekend?
I started it. I got to episode 3. Marty Bird is in full effect. I'm fucking with it. It's good so far. I went to go see Equalizer finally. Equalizer 2.
Your thoughts?
Great.
Yeah, it was
fucking
tough.
Movie. Man, listen to me. Denzel bodies it, as always. The scene when he went to go pick up the little young lad from the gangbanger house when he was finna go kill the dude or whatever. Spoiler alert,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, fuck it.
Man, that's top 5 Denzel scene.
He killed that.
Man.
I could have done a whole movie with him and the young
him
dude.
Him and just the young dude.
Tough.
Denzel, like, man, Denzel is a beast.
Action was superior in there,
Action
too,
was superior in there. He was a monster in the little tornado, hurricane.
Man, that shit was so cold. Man,
come on, dog.
And the little car scene, though, like, how did, like, dude
when he
came
beat dude ass in the lift.
Tough.
That was real cold right there. Y'all check out Equalizer if y'all haven't seen that, man. And college football got started. Enjoyed that thoroughly, other than my University of Miami guys getting their asses thoroughly whooped. Pissed about that. Shout out to J-Ho, who tried to allegedly called it. I give him a little credit on that. What'd you have up this weekend?
Absolutely didn't watch any college football.
Why?
That shit ain't nothing.
You late to the party. I mean, find a good team and follow them, dude. You try to look at, like, BYU and Arizona.
What
don't look at
that?
BYU Arizona. Tonight is Florida State, Virginia Tech. Y'all can tell we're recording this early. So, check. It's going to be a good, high-quality game. You should check that out.
I don't even know where BYU is.
Brigham Young. It's in Utah. They're Mormons.
No, I know they can't play football.
Yeah, I know. That's where Steve Young went.
Really?
Tough.
I ain't know that. All right. College football is trash.
No.
What did I do? Of course I'm on that Ozark, so I'm stupid. I got 2 episodes left.
Ooh, what are your thoughts so far?
I'm fucking with the strong. I'm interested to see how they wrap it up this particular season. It's just good shit, man. Every episode leave you kind of hanging. Let's you're like, damn, one more. Just one more. Let me run back one more. You know how those do. That's what the good TV shows do.
I might run through that tonight.
Shout out to Ozark, man. Yeah, I'm going to finish that up by hump day. But we got a surprise drop, man, from Eminem. One of the alleged
yay.
GOATs.
Whippy, a new Eminem album.
So
we needed that.
Absolutely, man. I had to do a review, of course. I don't think we've ever reviewed an Eminem album before.
Rightfully so.
Now that I think about it.
Rightfully so.
But we got some more shit to get to before we get to that.
This rap stuff, what is it?
All right, first, man, we got white on white crime to report.
Yep.
Guys, if you heard the Eminem, he took shots at everybody in the rap game damn near. Mm. One including Machine Gun Kelly, the Forgotten Bad Boy member, wasn't having it though. He clapped back with his diss record,
Forgotten Bad Boy member.
Yeah, clearly. He clapped back with his diss track, Rap Devil. But MGK also had a busy weekend battling G-Eazy after he dissed him in a freestyle with Flex, and Easy prompted the response with a song of his own. Mm. Are any of these beefs, M versus MGK or MGK versus G-Eazy, worth paying attention to?
They would be if you're a fan of these artists outside of this. But them using this is like, to get in the headlines this week, I mean, it's a page out of the book that people are practicing right now. I'm just not interested, though. Like, I don't care that Eminem dissed Machine Gun Kelly from 6 years ago, or that he responded, even though the response was banging.
Who you talking about? Machine Gun Kelly?
Machine Gun Kelly's response to Eminem was thorough. I like that. He said funny. A lot of the shit that I was thinking. But I feel like the M was just reaching, and he caused a little bit of a ruckus amongst people who still follow his words closely, Machine Gun Kelly and other white rappers. And I think it just spiraled from there, but it's not a big deal because, like, these guys don't really move the needle, in my opinion.
Well, number one, these beefs are all worth paying attention to because MGK is involved in both. Mm. And I don't know
You're an MGK fan now?
I don't know. I've listened to his music before, and I don't remember him being this nice because his freestyle at Flex was nice. And that Rap Devil is nice. And I don't know where he revitalized his career at or what the fuck. Because I didn't even know he still rap. I didn't know he still made music. I thought he was still making like pop shit now. I haven't seen MGK in years. But he snapped on both of them. I was like, damn. Like, he went at Eminem like it wasn't shit. His shit was funny. He had bars on there.
That's a fact.
Told him to cut his beard. That shit look weird. And it does.
All of these are facts. He ethered Eminem.
Hey, the song had like a catchy hook in it.
Yeah, and that kind of takes something to, like, back in the day, like, you couldn't have just responded to Eminem in 24 hours.
True.
Like, Machine Gun Kelly got the full clip, the full machine gun, and he letting it ride. And that takes a little bit of the lure off of what Eminem was, especially to the new generation. Man, Eminem ain't getting no respect out here. Eminem ain't getting no respect out here amongst the new generation, man. I'm just letting you know.
Even Machine Gun Kelly respected him in his own diss.
Respected him enough to shit on him in that diss. Back in the day, like, he would have had to call Eminem and like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend. Like, nah, they just letting it ride on him now.
MGK called two bodies this weekend. I don't know what G-Eazy doing, though. I listened to a little bit of his diss.
I ain't even going to look at G-Eazy and confuse him of being about that life. Like, when it comes to being about that life for white rappers, you got Eminem, you got Machine Gun Kelly,
clearly.
Yellow Wolf,
relax,
Lil White, Haystack,
I see a Lil White,
Bubba Sparks, all these people coming before G-Eazy as far as wanting some smoke.
Lil White, my guy, though.
G-Eazy ain't trying to mess his hair up. And Lil White just had a new album that came out this weekend.
And he just, who, what?
Lil White just released an album this weekend.
Wow.
I seen DJ Money Green post it on his IG.
That's real. Now, that's another thing I like about this beef, too. Eminem has an album, true. One out of these three artists has an album out right now that they're promoting.
Right.
Just one. Everybody else did it for the sport, which I'm here for.
Machine Gun Kelly ain't got an album out. What was he doing up on Flex shit?
I
think he promoting something. He gotta be.
Bro, I didn't know he still rapped. No bullshit. Yeah. I thought he was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna retire. I thought he Mac Miller did and was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna retire off my shit. I done made enough. I done fulfilled my obligations with Bad Boy. I'm falling back. Hmm. But hey, listen. He gonna make me double back and listen to some of his shit.
I'm not doing that. But I mean, I appreciate it. Like, Eminem, they should really thank Eminem for giving him a lifeline this week. Your Mac Miller, Yellow Wolf need to come out with a verse this week. Mac Miller should just drop. Like, just let's just go. What's my man name up in Seattle?
Oh, Macklemore.
Drop.
No.
Come on, let's go. Everybody on that, they need to do a like the Girls Night type song.
Shout out to
do a whiteout song.
Ladies Night.
They need to do a whiteout. That'll be all right.
Hey, fuck that. I'm entertained. And listen, as long as you bring in the bars, I'm here for it. I thought, we'll talk about the Eminem shots a little bit later, but I thought those were nice shots, nice little jabs, nice body shots. But I like what MGK doing. I got to give him a little bit more respect when we talking about bars. Just a little bit more than I would have gave him a week ago.
I give him credit for this whole thing, but like I said, it's not a big deal.
Nah. This will be all blown over in about 4 days. Don't even worry about it. Yeah. All right, my guy Kanye. Let's keep it Midwest.
Your mans.
He went back to the Shy Man where it all started. Went on a little mini press run, stopping at a few radio stations.
What's he selling?
Nothing.
Yeah, right.
Kanye discussed many things. He answered Jimmy Kimmel's question about Trump. He apologized for the slavery comments.
It only took him a week.
He even cried discussing Don C. After all of these interviews and all of the things that we learned from them, what did this do for Kanye's image?
Nothing. I think the people that were out on Kanye, they found a reason not to like the apology. Oh, he wasn't sincere. He used the wrong words. He didn't say, I apologize for what I did, but I apologize for how I made you feel. And the people that like Kanye anyway, they like, okay, yeah, right on, Kanye. You're back. We love you. We never left. We knew you were in there somewhere. So I don't think that this apology was strong enough to sway any perceptions of him.
Yeah.
What I do think,
okay,
when he said that he doesn't need management around the TMZ time, I manage myself.
Clearly.
Just rehired Scooter Braun and John Monopoly, the people that were managing him before.
Yeah.
And I feel like this was their play. If we gonna manage you, you need to clean up all of this shit behind you so we can go ahead and move forward. So I think that this was their plot to just get Kanye out there, get him to look reasonable and respectable again to people who can be swayed. But this wasn't the apology that did it. He gonna have to continue on a road to convince people, hey, I am the same Kanye. I was tripping, I was trying to sell whatever it may be, if that's him. Or right, he could just be what it is, like, and just do this for John Monopoly and do this for Scooter just so they can sell whatever he got coming up next. So I'm not sure.
First of all, there was a lot to unpack in these interviews, especially the stuff he mentioned about Drake. But first, let me say this was the perfect start to getting his fans back. This is a start. Mm. Rome wasn't built in the day. You're not going to sway all of those people. It's harder to get people in than it is to alienate yourself from people. Like, you got to do some remarkable shit over a certain amount of time to get those people back that you lost. This was a good start. Go back to the crib. Show the people that you're not completely off the reservation. These last couple years, you've been in fucking Hawaii, North Dakota, South Dakota, Calabasas. You've been everywhere but home. You need to go home, go to some of those radio stations there, put them on the map. Stop going to the motherfuckers that's already on, dude. We don't need you at Breakfast Club. We don't need you at fucking wherever he was in L.A. That's not your home. Mm-hmm. You're from Chicago. Go to the south side of Chicago and go to those radio stations. That's a start.
Will they have him?
They just had him.
That's true.
So, I mean, that's number one. That was a smart play. And now that you're saying that he's back with Scooter, that's the dude who put Justin Bieber on. Mm-hmm. That's a smart play. So shout out to him and whoever the fuck John Monopoly is.
John Monopoly was managing him earlier, too.
This is smart. And you can tell. You're saying that he didn't have management during the TMZ days? Clearly. What are you doing at TMZ, bro?
Right.
Why are you in TMZ offices to begin with?
Yeah.
I'm not walking in here, dude. Y'all can't even get me on Skype.
I don't have nothing to talk about with TMZ if I'm Kanye West. And I think we're saying the same things. This standing alone didn't sway any perception. But
he doesn't have to,
though. It
can be a building block.
It can, and that's what I'm saying. He has to continue down a path that makes this make sense.
True.
Like, if next week, if he come back out with the MAGA hat, then...
I think he putting that up for good.
He gonna have to.
I think he's putting that up for good.
I don't think that he was expecting that backlash, though.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, so.
But again, that's what happens when you're out of touch.
Yeah. You're sitting in Calabasas.
I thought the Drake stuff was interesting, though. He claimed he didn't give Pusha T the info about Drake's son. And we got that theory mostly from, like, a Joe Budden and kind of just what people kind of pieced together with the timelines of how shit happened. So who knows if that's 100% true? Do you think he would have said he did it if he did?
No, I think he just trolling Drake. Just like Drake trolling him with the whole he smashed Kim K thing. Like, they trolling each other. Something happened there, but I don't know what. And I ain't necessarily ready to say that he smashed Kim K, Drake. Right. But something did happen, and I think they going back and forth in these little subtle, subliminal ways. And it's going to eventually come out once they get older.
Probably.
They still going back and forth, though.
I thought, but I like what Ye's doing in terms of this. He needs to give up with the Trump with the co-signing the Trump shit stuff, though. He got to stop that shit, though. Like, he, at this point, he's been told 100 times why that's a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And at this point, it's going to make me look at him sideways.
So being an egomaniac like he is, though, can you say that you were wrong? Like, can he say, you know what, I was bullshitting?
He apologized for the slavery comments.
Yeah. Did he?
Man, yeah.
He apologized for him. And listen, I ain't here for him to break down crying and apologize. Kanye West can go live his best life. I really don't care. But if he does care and he wants this to look sincere, then I continue to say he just got to make this a building block. It's got to go, and it got to continue to go. And hopefully we'll find that Kanye West that we all like, that we all fell in love with musically, that said George Bush don't like black people. Hopefully this is a beginning to that, but who knows?
I said this when he came out with the MAGA hat, and you asked me, mm-hmm. is what would happen? What would he need to do for me to be out of there on him?
Yeah.
And I said he would, that attitude with the MAGA hat and the Trump support, that would have to reflect in the music. Mm. That hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So he still is going to be able to get fans back that he may have lost and keep the ones that he still has, because none of this has translated to the music. The second that happens, it's over with.
I agree.
And Dunzo.
And people have said that they out on Kanye West and he's kicked out of the club and he can't come to the kickout. Mm. But like you said, if he continues, so it'll change. My perception hasn't changed yet, but I'm not like out on him. I ain't listening to his music, anything like that, to know if it reflects or not until I see something that I like on TV, and that's just me. That's just me as a fan. I don't care.
He said he built a school.
Oh, man.
Said he bought, what, about 300 acres?
Kanye West said he's building a school.
Yeah.
Mm. Allegedly. I ain't mad at him for that. A creative arts school, that'd be dope.
That would actually be dope.
Yeah, that'd be fly.
And it'd make a lot of sense.
100%.
Man, next up, man, another creative person, Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Continuing his winning streak with dope visuals in 2018. He dropped a video for his record, Feels Like Summer. Of course, if you remember, a couple month or two ago, he dropped a two-piece summer package, two mm-hmm. joints for the summer that you could ride to. The cartoon visual shows Gambino walking through the streets on a summer day with several cameos from rappers, including Kodak Black to Migos to Drake, and even a MAGA hat wearing Kanye. Mm-hmm. My question is, what in the hell did this video mean, in your opinion, and how does it compare to This Is America?
I'm going to take a stab at what I think this meant, but don't quote me. So he's a creative, and I think that he was making, I don't know if he directed it or if he came up with the treatment for it. I have no idea. So this is me speaking of knowing my past history of what Donald Glover has done.
Right.
So I think that he did have some creative input on this, and this is his perception of what's going on in rap. Not as a rapper, though, just as someone who sees the culture, someone who is a creative, a director, a movie maker, someone who writes scripts, being able to look at the images that are put out there by 21 Savage, who was in the video, by Kodak Black, a Lil Pump, J. Cole. It's amazing. He had the same thing on that he always has on, even in the cartoon.
There was no mistaking who that was.
Yeah, it was 100% J. Cole. And he was with a hose pipe. Was they trying to say something with that?
What they trying to
bath
say?
Bath thing. But anyway, mm-hmm. 100%. It was just creative and it was refreshing and I like it. I'm not sure what it meant other than, hey, this is my view of the culture. And it had a lot of little cliche things like the Nicki Minaj and Travis Scott. And it had the Drake chasing behind.
That's who that was?
Yeah, I think that was Travis Scott.
No, I knew that was Travis Scott. I didn't know that was Nicki Minaj, though.
Yeah, sitting there playing with the building blocks with him.
Okay, I thought that was Kylie.
I took it as Nicki Minaj. Then Drake chasing Lil Wayne as far as trying to be the best. Like, there are little small subliminal things in there. And it goes to the bigger picture to me of what Donald Glover is and how important he is to this culture. Like, dude is doing stuff that people not even thinking of. And this is a conversation piece. Every time I turn my computer on or went to any social media site, this video, just like This Is America was on top of it. It was everywhere.
Yeah. I think it was an allegory for the rap game. You saw the youngsters playing in the street
right there.
Yeah, Trippie Redd, Lil Pump, they were running around not being serious, playing games. Mm-hmm. You could argue that's how their music sounds, depending on, you know, what side of the fence you fall on. I like what you said about Drake chasing Wayne. I don't know what Birdman was doing on the grill.
Cooking people.
Somebody explain that. I don't understand what that was about.
Uh-huh.
I really wish, and I know he said he wouldn't do this for This Is America. By the way, this is on same level playing field. I thought this video was amazing.
It's better than me.
Relax.
Better.
I know he said he wouldn't explain This Is America and that art doesn't always need to be explained.
Mm-hmm.
but just throw us a lifeline one time. Well, maybe for this one, let's just do like a little think piece. In your words, you don't have to sit with anybody. This can be, you know, by your production company. You can have somebody interview that you trust. And just like, give a breakdown of what this is. Like, tell me what that shit meant. What was 2 Chainz taking a picture of whoever the fuck was in the picture? What did that mean?
That was Pusha T. I know Pusha T was in that picture. Yeah, I'm not sure. And Lil Wayne. It was Pusha T, Lil Wayne, and somebody else.
What does that mean? What did the Migos were playing basketball? Maybe we're looking into a deep. They just like to play basketball.
Right.
Maybe I saw Ye at the end. What was it with the people at the end in the dark shadows?
Was that Michael Jackson with the afro?
Yeah, grown up. And then
Whitney Houston.
Or were young, excuse me.
Yeah, then Whitney Houston before him.
Oh, that was, I think that
you
was.
You thought that was Lauryn Hill, didn't you?
I didn't know who that was.
I thought it was Lauryn Hill, but I think it was Whitney Houston.
See, instead of us going back and forth guessing, being fucking completely wrong probably, just like that, do a think piece, Childish Gambino. On your next flight from Atlanta to L.A., just write a couple of words. Give us maybe 400 or 500 words. Let us know what the fuck that shit represented for me.
It's a dope video. You know what it made me want?
Was that snow cone?
No.
What?
You remember that the cartoon Pro Stars with Michael Jordan, Bo Jackson, and Wayne Gretzky?
That was hard.
They should do a cartoon with 3 rappers like that, like solving crimes or fighting, being superheroes or something. Man, that'll be fire. And I got, you tell me who you, I would have 2 Chainz.
Of course.
Scooby
Doo.
No, 2 Chainz, I have some kind of superpower. I would have 2 Chainz. I would have Kendrick Lamar, Kung Fu Kenny.
Okay, that's dope.
And Drake, of course.
What?
Jay-Z would be like Charlie / Professor X.
Gotcha.
And then the villains would be Kanye West and Eminem.
Relax.
So that's fly. I would watch that. I definitely would watch that. They had like reoccurring characters. Baby could definitely be a villain.
I can see that.
Reoccurring characters coming every week and shit. That'd be dope.
Now, that'd be dope. If you had to do it with 3 people, just let's make it simple. Let's do it with Domingos. Let's do it with Domingos. Surviving the trap.
I need more character out of Offset and Takeoff.
Maybe this will do it.
Yeah, Cardi
baby
B,
culture.
Cardi B, she gonna be on there?
Cardi on there.
Ah,
yeah,
we
watch that. You know what I'm saying?
The Migos cartoon would be hard.
Little baby culture.
Yeah.
That'll be hard.
Or QC, the whole label could do it.
Nah, we just need Migos.
They got characters over there.
Yeah, we'll stick with the Migos
and
Cardi B.
Superpowers, it'd be like the Super Friends. That'd be dope. Hey, y'all meeting at the studio and shit like
little
the Super Friends.
You got a boat.
Man, that'll be fire. Y'all holler at us, man. We want all creatives on that. Send us our check for that, man.
Oh, shit. All right, man, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Top Dog Entertainment.
TDE, let's go.
Looks like TDE is gearing up for a busy fourth quarter, 2018. Top Dog took to Twitter answering a question from a fan.
Mm-hmm.
The fan tweeted out, hey, how many projects can we expect from TDE? Top Dog responded and said, I got 2 more for y'all, but I'm trying for 4. Mm. 4 more projects possibly on deck for 2018. Any guesses as to which 4 we're going to see?
I'm going
to
take an educated guess and say Schoolboy is back up.
That's a lock.
That's a lock. I just seen something where they were talking about Ab. So Ab sold. I mean, those are the 2 cash cows that are left
right.
to cash in on if you want 2 bankable albums coming from TDE. Reason. New signee.
Yeah.
I think the Reason is going to drop. That's why they signed him. New. He got on the Black Panther soundtrack. I feel like he's working hard.
Yeah.
A lot harder than the other guys that they signed over there. So I would go Schoolboy Q, Absol, Reason, and then a compilation of some sort around Christmas time.
Don't say
it ain't a Black Hippies.
Okay.
I ain't gonna.
Right.
I know that's not gonna happen, but something with everybody on there. When you got SZA and you got Isaiah Rashad, and
who
you got
killed early.
Tough that I didn't even think he was on TDE anymore. Willie Creekwater, whatever the dude name is.
Who the
on
fuck
there.
Is that?
They got some dude named that. I think it'll be a compilation album somewhere around Christmas, like a TDE Christmas album. Something
well,
like
we
that.
Already got a compilation. That was Black Panther. We don't need another compilation.
And it worked. That's what
it,
I'm saying.
It
they
worked
seen
very
it worked,
well.
And they just gonna. Oh, you got some throwaways, J Rock? Oh, cool. SZA, let me get like 4. Oh, you got some throwaways? Okay, cool. Hop on this little hook real quick. Kendrick, let me get. Yeah. All right, boom. We got an album.
Now,
we go to TDE Christmas.
I agree with 3 out of those 4.
Okay, who you got for the 4th?
Schoolboy is clearly on deck.
Yes.
They've already talked about his shit is in the can, it's ready to go. I guess Absol is the logical. They usually drop around, you know, once one drops, the next drops.
Right.
And Reason, he just dropped a new single called Better Days. The video and song are fire.
Right.
So I'm super interested to see what he gonna do. He might take that second place spot behind Kendrick.
Mm-mm.
From what I'm seeing and hearing from Reason.
No.
Now the 4th.
Lance Skywalker is the dude I was talking about, not Willie Creekwater.
Yeah, you made up a whole nother nigga name.
Lance Skywalker, Willie Creekwater, Jesus or something.
The fourth and final is Kendrick Lamar.
Nah.
We're getting to Kendrick before the end of the year, people.
Nope.
You heard it here first.
Not going to happen.
You heard it fucking here first.
He going on the damn Kendrick tour Lamar. Before
Be, huh?
Ain't he on the damn tour?
Man, if that ain't over with yet.
It's going. They're going to extend it. You talking about he ain't did a European leg.
We're going to do a drop out of nowhere. It's going to be just like this Kamikaze. Nah. It's going to be a Kendrick album. It's going to be 11 songs. And it's going to drop before the end of the year. Book it.
You got a better chance of hearing an Isaiah Rashad or a Lance Skywalker album.
I want no parts of an Isaiah Rashad project. I'm amazed that he's still on the label.
You know this Sir Kid that's on there?
Yeah, he's an R&B dude. We listened to a couple of his joints.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's an R&B dude.
So maybe it's Sir.
That's possible, too. Or maybe it's about time for your girl to come back out, though. Susan. She done kind of milked that last album.
Nah, she got about, you know how R&B singers do.
That's true. They take hella years off.
About 6 years between an album. Unless you R. Kelly or something.
It's Kendrick, though.
Yeah.
Nah, you heard it here first.
Nah, they're going to do a compilation.
I am.
Hey, you know what?
What's that?
Punch. Punch rap, don't it?
Well, we don't, bro. We don't.
That's what's going to happen. They say they've been working on this stuff. Kendrick been helping him. It's going to be Punch. Punch or a compilation. Actually, that's what's going to be. It's going to be Punch putting out an album, but it's going to be like a compilation.
So he Dr. Dre now?
Tough.
Chronic?
He just TDE from Punch. Punch from TDE.
We don't need to hear that. If one of these ain't the fucking... If one of these need to go ahead and just be Black Hippie, though. Let's be honest.
Oh, we need that.
Just drop the... Stop we playing games before that, we stop caring.
Yeah.
And drop the goddamn Black Hippie.
This is the perfect time, too, because J-Rock profile done grew a little bit more.
Exactly. Man. He don't need a lot to be... He can be on... You know, just hop in like a little G-Unit out, man. Throw your 16 on there.
Tough.
Every song and get the fuck out, dude. It ain't gonna take much.
The streets want that. They know that, too.
Real quick before we get to this music break, man, shout out to Vic Mensa and Meek Mill doing big boy charitable acts last week. Meek Mill was in Philly, gave out 6,000 backpacks to the little kids. Meek loved the kids. Mm-hmm. And Vic Mensa, you remember in Chicago that Bay truck?
Yes.
That was in there. They said that was the boys. That was the boys in blue that had a truck open with shoes in it, baiting people to come in and steal them so then that they could arrest them.
Despicable. The same weekend they had that high number of shootings in Chicago as well.
That was trash.
Vic Mensa's Save Money, Save Life program, they paired with Nike and Under Armour. They gave away 15,000 pairs of shoes.
Dope.
So great job by Vic. If you don't know a song name,
it don't matter.
You do know that he puts it in for Chicago, so good job there. On the Meek Mill, 6,000 backpacks, like you said. He is partnering with the Sixers owner, Michael Rubin, on an upcoming initiative to end prison reform. He said that the system is broken. Meek was an example of that.
Clearly.
And the co-owner for the Sixers, excuse me, what's his name?
I don't know.
Excuse me. Co-owner Michael Rubin, they're teaming up, and they're going to do a real big initiative on prison reform. So look forward to that from Meek as far as his contributor stuff.
Interesting. All right. Moving on, song break. We're gonna take it down to Texas, man. Sauce Walker. You fuck with Sauce Walker?
That's my boy. Shout out Swag Plaz, man.
Yeah, that's
his
boy,
folks.
Sauce Walker, man, dropped a new joint featuring XXXTentacion. Okay. It's called Voss. Let's check it out. I'm drippin' sauce, hey, huh, water like boss, huh, my damn is water like boss, huh, lil' Eklund, now take a loss, ayy, I'm drippin' sauce, yeah, water like boss, yeah, chandelier size diamonds in my mouth, you can tell I'm from the south, yeah, if the bitch get some money bad with some booty, I might pop her off, yeah, if I ever hear a rumor that you niggas plotting, I'ma knock you off, yeah, I drip like a boss, yeah, shaving the flavor up curve, I box the floor in this blurred, watching my drip got you worried, watching my drip got you nervous, I might get that ring off a pair. I just might ruin a man. I'm dripping sauce like Boobay. I'm dripping sauce, hey, huh. Water like boss, hey. My name is Water like boss, hey, huh. Water like boss, hey, I'm dripping sauce. All right, man, that was Mr. Sauce Walker.
Hey.
All right, featuring XXXTentacion called Voss. How you feel about it?
He had to drop that, huh?
My water dripping like Voss.
I ain't, it wasn't all that. I like Sauce too, but I feel like he just, since XXX, God rest his soul, passed on. He just had to throw that out there since he had it. Sauce better than that.
I mean, it was a cool song. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like one verse. It's like a minute and 47 seconds. Like, I don't know what its purpose was.
You know what it was. Oh, you got a song with X? Go on and throw that out there.
Just don't act like it. Like, as if he recorded it after he died. Like, come on, man.
I'm just saying he had it sitting in the vault, probably wasn't going to use it. Mm-hmm. And it's happening. Like, oh, okay.
Well.
Saw sprung on somebody not too long ago down in Houston, man, for rolling up on him. He didn't say who it was. He said he sprung on one of y'all favorite rappers. I don't know what that was about, man. I'm going to have to ask Swag Players about that.
Ain't no telling who that's about.
That's funny.
All right, man, let's get to this work, man. Eminem.
Yay, a new Eminem album.
New Eminem album, his what seems like 100th album. Dropped out of nowhere, out of the blue. It's called Kamikaze. 13 tracks, no singles, no big boy songs with fucking Rihanna, Ed Sheeran, none of that. Just dropped out the blue, addressing a lot of the naysayers of his last project, and he had several, as he should have. What, if any, expectation did you have going into this, obviously, since it dropped out of the blue? What did you have?
No expectations. I mean, because you said it came out of the blue. I'm not a big Eminem fan. Do respect the fact that he's one of the best rappers that ever did it.
For sure.
That's bottom line, regardless of how you feel about his craft or his work right now at this moment. I can't deny the fact that he is probably one of the best rappers that ever rapped. With that being said, I mean, I seen a new Eminem album on Friday. I was like, is this a mistake? Oh, okay, it is a brand new Eminem, but I mean I wasn't pressed.
Right.
I listened to it when you know, me and you figured out we were going to do a review for it on the show. Other than that, I would have just let that ride.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Eminem fan. What about you?
Man, the expectations I had were very minimal.
You're an Eminem fan too.
I'm on record stating the errors of which I liked Eminem. And they haven't been lately. That's why my expectations were low once I saw that he had dropped something. I said, okay, cool, I'll check it out. It'll probably be some slaw like his last six projects. I'm the founding member of the Eminem Hasn't Had a Good Album in Over a Decade fan club. I've been saying that consistently since we started this show. And he's actually creeping up on, if not surpassed, he's been some slaw longer than he's been dope.
Ooh, that's rough.
We talk about that with Lil Wayne. Eminem has surpassed that. Like, I haven't enjoyed an Eminem album straight through since 02, since Eminem's show.
Well, here's the thing. Eminem is a hell of a rapper.
Yeah, he just hasn't been able to put the music together lately.
That, and when you're not able to put the music together, Eminem, there is no story here, right? Like, you're a successful 44-year-old white rapper. There is no...
That's a story in itself, because there's not many that can say that.
Well, you're right, and that's a good point. That is a story in itself, but he doesn't talk about it except with the exception of like three songs. Everything else is just lyrical exercises, and like Machine Gun Kelly said in the response, my nigga, we know you can rap. That's cool. Sit up in your lair and read your dictionary and give us all of these vomit words that you vomit out of your mouth. All of that's cool because we know you can do that. But what's the story right now for Eminem at 44, 46 years old? Like, it ain't no more my mom used to beat me. It ain't no more I came out of the trailer park. It ain't no more the battle rap and they thought I couldn't do it. What's the story? And there isn't one.
Actually, that's funny. With this album, it's 100% a story.
Yeah.
It's called Kamikaze for a reason.
Okay.
People didn't like the Revival album. It got panned critically from academics to even people signed to him like Joe Budden.
You're not going to put that, academics up there like he is.
I mean, he's part of the media when it comes to this hip-hop game. There hasn't been, when Eminem came up, journalists and, you know, people who gave mics and XXL ratings, and those were the voices, and they didn't really have a voice because you were literally just reading it off print.
Right.
So some people may have missed that. Nowadays, you have podcasts like ours. You've got media personalities that will be on TV reporting on the culture. You've got people on YouTube reporting on the culture daily. So now there's more of a presence when you drop something that no one feels. It ripples. The ripple effect in the game is much deeper and much longer now. than when before. So when M puts out the revival and people don't like it, he hears about it. Like, he's a recluse. We don't see him much, but goddamn it, he got Wi-Fi where he at.
Right.
So he heard about this, and that's how we get this kamikaze.
So
he went head first into everybody that said anything about that last project. And that's what this album is from front to back.
And you're right. And when I said it didn't have a story, I meant an interesting one then. Because I don't care that Eminem is mad at Machine Gun Kelly for something he said 3 years ago. I don't care that he's mad at academics, and I don't care that he's clapping back at Joe Budden. And it's not because it wouldn't be good content if it was someone else, but it's just Eminem is so far past this. Like, even when Jay-Z, and I hate to keep going back to this when we talk about older people coming out with rap albums, but there was a story there. Not only the relationship part of the story, but the growth, the maturity. You hadn't seen that out of Jay-Z. Every other album still had the little flashiness in there, still had the I'm Hov shit in there. 444, he started referring to Beyonce as his wife instead of his bitch. He started talking about investing and things like that. So you've seen the growth with Eminem. Whether or not it's good rap or not, that's irrelevant, because we know he can rap. You're still taking aim at like rappers and doing shit that you were doing that made you popular 10 years ago. So the story's not interesting anymore. We've seen this play out before.
No, not necessarily, though. We haven't seen him back against the wall. Man, dude is washed. Like, people call Eminem washed. You're saying that everybody knows he can rap. No, people are calling him washed.
Yeah,
period.
But I mean, that's something you got to deal with. Like, people call Kobe washed when he was like stinking it up his last year. All the greats are going to have to go through that. And personally, just him responding to people calling him washed, he's better than that. He's got a better career than that. He's a better rapper than that. I don't need him to take shots at academics, dude.
Nah.
Like, I don't need that.
Nah, I wouldn't say someone's better than it, because what they were saying was true. He was washed. And I think he knew it.
Yeah. So
this is here to prove that he's not. And now I actually have faith that maybe he's not as washed as
he
thought he was.
Still. And that's the bigger thing, too. You come defending and saying, hey, I can't believe you guys said this about me. But the fact still remains, like, he is. Like, this is a good rap. Like, he's rapping well on this album. But I don't know where I'm going listening to this. Or when I'm going to listen to it again, is just too much.
I mean, but you're not an Eminem fan, though.
That is true.
So you're saying all of that is...
saying all of that, he could have hooked me in if there was more to the story, if there was more depth, if I knew, like, where he was going other than just, like, taking shots at niggas that been taking shots at him.
No, I like that. And the reason I like that is because, one, it worked, and he delivered a good project. Mm. Actually, this is his best work since Eminem Show. I haven't liked anything since that. This is his most complete. It's 13 songs, straight to the point. That's the magic number, people. It's 13 tracks, actually two skits. Both were funny.
Both were great. Those were the best part of the album.
He even brought back funny skits. It's when you know Eminem in his bag when the skits are even landing. So I enjoyed this album a lot, a ton more than I thought. I knew from the intro that he was like, I said, oh shit, okay, this motherfucker right here, like, he's meaning business, because he's rapping his whole ass off on this album, especially the intro.
Yeah,
like, dude, he took it back. Like, he hasn't been rapping like this in a minute. It just hasn't connected. Like, he's been reaching for the big pop records and shit, man, and don't nobody want to hear that. Like, those are cookie cutter songs that me and you could rap on and they'll be smashes because Rihanna's singing her ass off on the hook, or because fucking Ed Sheeran is doing it, whatever he does on the hook. Like, don't nobody want to hear that cookie cutter shit. That's reserved for artists who have crossed over with no fan base and with, you know, with artificial fan bases and machines behind them. Eminem has never been one to do that. He came up through the battle rankings. He's one of the few battle rappers that made it, you know, actually, like, have hits and actually has a catalog with him and who, Cassidy? So when you're that, you don't need to rely on those cookie cutter hits, and it's none of that on here. Yeah. Like this shit, if I had to go some of the dopest shit on here, you wanted a story, listen to Stepping Stone.
That's the best song on there. And I get like that if he could give me more information about why he's a recluse. Like, why are you up in the mountains not doing interviews?
He gave all of that, dude.
And I don't like
he
give it now.
That.
Like, I think this is a perfect opportunity to say it now, though. Other than people like, I go back to Machine Gun Kelly, calling you a weirdo, because you do look weird coming out with two albums within a year, and then the second album is full of you just addressing people. Now, I did like the skits, and it kind of shed some light on it for me, not taking the album too serious, because I don't think that he took it too serious.
He's not a serious.
Right. He knows what he has to do to make the conversation, make the meter move, and he did do it with his last album. He tried it with the Trump thing, and that didn't work, so I need to talk about rappers. I need to talk about people who are in my field, and that's making the meter move, and I can tell that he knew from the skits that's what he was trying to do. I just don't think it's that interesting.
Any successful business listens to their customer base and makes changes accordingly. Yeah. Some people perform better when those right buttons have been pushed. Yeah, we all seen Mike. We've seen LeBron. They're already great. Mm-hmm. You want to see them be even greater? Go up and talk shit like you finna lock them up for the night. If you want to see even more great shit. So they turn it up a notch when those buttons have been pressed. I think that's what happened with this. He's been listening. Thankfully, mm-hmm. I wish a couple of other artists would do this. Can J. Cole listen, please?
Oh, man.
Can he listen to what his people are saying? Can Lil Wayne listen? Can his buttons get pushed? Can we get this for Lil Wayne, his best shit since Carter 2, Carter 3? Can we say that? Mm-hmm. I would love to be in this position 2 months from now talking about how the Carter 5 came out and we lit a fire under Wayne's ass and he had been hearing that he fell off and he stepped his shit all the way up across the board with 13 bangers, dude. I would fucking love to hear that.
I'm interested.
And that's what we got with him.
I'm interested in that, though. Like you said, like I've seen Wayne, like the fall off and us wanting more from him. Like you said, that would be dope, but it's because we want that from Wayne. No one wanted this from Eminem.
That's not
other
true.
Than Eminem.
That's not true.
Eminem wanted it.
That's not
like
true.
No one was like after his last album, hey, I really would like another Eminem album where I feel like he's more passionate. I really would like another Eminem album where he can try and redo this. Stepping Stones is a great song, like you said.
That's a real ass song.
He says very some real, real shit on it. And that's something like he doesn't do that a lot. He just tries to like manipulate words, fit as many words in a 16 as he can. And all of that was cool when we were trying to figure out, hey, can this white boy really rap? Now we know this white boy is one of the coldest rappers, and I don't need the lyrical exercises anymore.
Nah, we still do. Nah, he even said why we needed it on here.
I don't need it.
Now, he said we needed it on here because there's people out here that can't even hold a subject matter, which is all facts.
But guess what? They popping.
Yeah, but that's like shit garbage,
be a billionaire and eat up in the hills at your Taco Bell that's on your own land and stuff like that.
We don't want that. We don't want people to be out of touch, bro.
Eminem?
Yes.
Like, when has he been in touch, though? Like tell me when Eminem, like, that's I would bro. Like a more, like, he can contribute more, like, just talking about other things rather than just people being pissed off of him and how it makes him feel and how it makes him feel that he's not considered one of the greatest rappers right now. That's fine. Like, save it for one or two songs, Eminem has a bigger voice than it to me.
What I don't understand what you want him to talk about, though. Like, I don't get it. You just said we know his stories.
I want to hear stories. He's 44 years old. He's been rapping for like 20 years. Like,
we know his
story. This album, doesn't personify that, though. Yeah, we know his story up until a point. Like, past the drugs and since he's been off the drugs and how he's dealing with different stuff. Like, it's not as personable as you would want it to be at this age for him.
See, I disagree. I think it is. Mm. And I think... Like when you get song, I don't need 13 steppings. I don't need that. Everybody's on that. You got that with fucking Royce da 5'9". You got that.
And
with
that was a great album.
It was that I won't be revisiting anytime. So the replay value is low because of that.
You're not listening to this M album again, dude.
Yes, I am. I fuck with retro Eminem, and this is what we got.
So you're putting this on going where?
What do you mean? On you're the way putting, here, on the way there,
yeah, cause we
in
doing
my
a review,
car, at home playing Madden. Like, what are you
so
talking about?
So you can't
about?
Listen to that Book of Ryan on review, but you can listen to this?
No, that's like watching, I'm going to give you an example of what that is. I watched Crash over the weekend. Mm. It's on right now. You know when the movie channels have a movie on, they play that shit like all the time.
Right.
So I'm channel surfing, and it was on. And I caught a little bit of it last week, but then I was at another point that I had caught this. I was like, oh, shit, I forgot about this. And it was the part where the little girl ran in front of the dude that was getting ready to shoot the Mexican dude. Mm-hmm. She was like, no, he doesn't have his cloak on. And she ran out of there, and he goddamn it shot at her. And I thought the little girl had got shot. from, I remember when I seen this shit the first time. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to revisit that shit, dude. Right. How many times are you watching My Girl when the motherfucker got stung by the bee? You're not trying to sit through that every damn time.
Now you're not trying.
It's
to
just
sit
not
that.
Entertaining.
But
it's touching and it's good, but it's not entertaining.
Right.
This is entertaining.
Okay. Now let me give you an example. You know how you're in line at a restaurant or in line somewhere, and the person in front of you is just continuously complaining about the other person is just doing their job. Are they taking too long? Why do they have to do this? Why do they got to get a price check? You shouldn't have came to the fucking store if you didn't want to wait, dude. Or you shouldn't have been in line. Like, same with Eminem. If you didn't want people to criticize you, then you shouldn't have put the album out. You got enough money. And I understand him addressing his haters, but it can't be the whole drive of the album.
Yes, it can. That's the concept.
This is more so to get Paul and him aligned to be on Def Jam.
Man, who knows? Maybe that's the point then.
Yeah, that everybody's, was definitely the point.
Everybody's putting out records and it's got
to get off his deal and to be free.
Yeah, everybody's doing that. So that's
and I don't know. I'm not blaming him for it. I'm just saying that like everything else went into this being an Eminem album as opposed to Eminem wanting to do an album.
You said Stepping Stone was a highlight. Any other highlights? Song, line, bar, style, anything on here that was a highlight?
I like Stepping Stone, and I also liked that's Fall. Shit.
That shit hard.
Fall is good when he was addressing people.
He
addressed Joe Buttons.
He had
addressed,
to chop out.
Yeah.
I thought the Lord Jamar bars were crazy.
That was dope. And not alike with Royce. I feel like he tried to do his Tay-Key thing with the Tay-Key beat. So that was pretty cool to me. But those are the three songs. That's the extent of what I liked on here,
I think that for my highlights, I like the length. Like I said, 13. Let's just get straight to the point.
My God.
Let's get straight to the point. I like the concept of him being pissed off and kind of airing out on everybody because it fits his persona. He's done this before. That's why it works. This doesn't come off as forced or a reach because it's Eminem and this is kind of what he does. And he hasn't dipped into this well in a very long time. So it's kind of him getting back to his old ways. I thought the song with Royce the 5'9 was dope. Although I didn't like Royce's verse though. He wasn't really talking about that.
He was like everywhere on there.
That was
I expect more out of Royce than that, to be honest.
And listen, Royce can rap, don't get it twisted, but like that, two back to back, those two, let's go ahead and put that to bed. Because I hear people going, man, if Royce was white, he really slicked better than Eminem.
No.
I'm like, let's go ahead and put that to bed now.
Royce can rap his ass off.
Absolutely.
He ain't better than Eminem, though.
He not better than Eminem, and there's nothing wrong with that.
A lot of people not better
God
than Eminem.
God damn. Okay, I thought the song with Joyner Lucas was dope. They were spitting on that. That should have said featuring Joyner Lucas and 2001 Eminem. That's what it should have said. Because he took it back. He was rapping his ass off on there.
Featuring Marshall Mathers.
Yeah, it should have said featuring Slim Shady. Because he was taking the fuck off. Fall is bananas. I like Good Guy toward the end, too, with whoever Jessie Reyes is. She sounded magnificent on there. This is a very, very solid album. I'm not sitting here saying it's going to make my top 10. It might, maybe, maybe not.
That's rough, right?
But it's his best shit since Eminem Show without question, and that was damn near 15, 16 years ago.
What did you not like? What songs did you not like?
Man, my lowlights, I could say some of the hooks. You know, making music as a whole, you can have the bars, you can have a solid beat, but you got to bring it home with the hook. And some of these hooks fell kind of short. They were a little too silly. Kamikaze was a little too silly. That Nice Guy was kind of, I don't know what that was about. So there was
Nice Guy was so trash.
Yeah, that song was terrible. So there was a couple of misses with that. Anything on there that you were like, nah, that just ain't hitting?
Normal.
Not like that. You know, you got to listen to what he's talking about.
I heard him.
You got to listen to what he's talking about now.
It's difficult for him to date at 45.
No.
Successful.
He was repping for a lot of dudes out there. Listen to what he's saying. Why you can't be normal. Like, why you got to hit me with the bullshit.
Yeah. That didn't do it for me.
Shit.
And then
I think the hook on Greatest was kind of whack, too.
Yeah, the hook on that was terrible.
Yeah, that was kind of whack.
Towards the end, I don't like the playful Eminem. So the Good Guy or Nice Guy,
Nice Guy was as well.
Yeah, I couldn't do those. But like I said, don't take away my sentiment on this album is him not being able to rap because he's definitely doing that. It's just not an interesting album to me.
It's not a story you're trying to hear.
Exactly.
Now, that's fair.
Well, you what are your overall?
You'd rather hear NBA YoungBoy and shit. That's the story you want
to
hear.
You've been trying to pin NBA YoungBoy on me for the last 3 weeks. I clearly been out on him. I discovered him for the, wow. for the listeners, the On Deckers here. I did bring him to the forefront, but I've been out a long time ago. I've been out of there. You seen his newest?
Yeah, I listened to it. No, and I seen about the accusations.
His chick.
Yeah. How they both got herpes. Yeah. I'm out of there. I'm out of there on Young Boy.
Wow.
I'm out. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, that's wild.
But no, I like this M. I was pleasantly surprised. I'll be listening to this. I'll be running it back.
No, you won't.
I promise I
You're
will.
You're not listening
dude.
To this again.
But I like Eminem though.
Yeah.
You know, I like old Eminem. Mm. First, second, third album, fire. From there, garbage. Today, he's back with fire. Mm. 4 albums out of like 10.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. All right, man, let's hit this song break. Well, first of all, let us know what y'all think of this M.
Yep.
Go to the rap chat. Yeah, man, Facebook, man. Join the group. We got a lot of members. I think we passed 700.
Let's go.
If I'm not mistaken.
Keep that ball rolling. Y'all tell your friends to join the rap chat. Tell your friends to listen to the podcast. Let us know what you think about that Marshall.
Absolutely.
Kamikaze.
Song break from new We The Best signee.
What?
Epic Records signee.
Who?
Flip De Niro.
Flip De Niro.
This is DJ Khaled's new artist. No, it's not Ace Hood.
I was going to say.
No, it's not Votto.
It's little brother.
Let's see what Flip De Niro hitting on, man. This is called Living.
Cooking, I'm making the substance. Ducking, remember them days I was nothing, but counting them hundreds, missing no bluffing, turning to something. I'm trying to fuck it, shorty, I'm busting. End of discussion. I was a young, I was hustling, thinking about life, I ain't really have nothing. Robbing these niggas was bugging. Now I say thank you to God, cause I'm thumbing. Hundreds I get up and counting is nothing. Niggas, they head up, I came up from nothing. Sipping no drinkers and help with my function. I'm off the sandies and help with the function. I'ma just stick to the card. I'm with the money, you see, and I'm focused. I got no love for no fault. Niggas don't kill me, I live through my soul. I got no love for no heart. I want the money, I'm sipping on parts. I got no love for my fault. I got no trust in the reason I'm focused. I can't fold, real trap nigga. On my soul, real trap nigga. Ice on froze, real trap nigga. Fuck my foe, ice on cold. Part of my hair, that's my bow.
Alright man, that was We The Best. New artist, Flip De Niro, how you feel about him?
Why Khaled can't find good artists, man?
He had Ace Hood, you talking about?
Why Khaled can't find good artists?
Yeah, Movado.
Why is it
and
so
Votto.
Why is it so hard for him to push his own people and then he put out a single with all these monsters on us? Like this dude, man, like this.
You ain't feeling that?
Nah. No.
No potential or nothing?
No.
He might got potential.
For DJ Khaled better than this, ain't he? Or is it a facade?
What, dope rappers grow on trees now? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm just saying DJ Khaled should be able to find one. Jesus.
He had Ace Hood. Should he have just kept Ace Hood?
Last Ace Hood song was banging. Where he was talking about Khaled.
That was
pretty cool. I just don't. I don't know.
After hearing that song, where you think dude from?
Who knows? Sounded like it. Florida.
I'm Brooklyn.
No way. See, that's even worse. See, like Khaled better than this, man. I thought he had a better ear for music than this.
Nah, have you heard his last 2-3 singles? No.
Yeah, and I ain't saying this dude right here can't rap or nothing. I'm just saying, like, if I'm Khaled, I'm not wasting my time with that. It sounds like everything else.
He should have a stud.
Yeah,
like
Khaled.
Jim.
Khaled should be able to find somebody. We like, man, where he find this nigga at?
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And he hasn't
he
got
has
that.
He has not. Has not at all.
All right, man, before we get out of here, I know you heard Cardi B, fresh off of having Little Culture.
Yeah.
She said in order for her to leave the house to do a show, she need 300,000.
300 cacks.
300,000.
Let's go.
To do a show, and it got to be close to the crib.
I feel her.
So they got us thinking.
And you know what?
What's that?
She getting all 300,000.
No, she's not. She's not going to get one gig off of them for 300,000.
Man, them white people going to eat that up.
100?
300K for Cardi? Okay,
100.
Let's do it.
She can get 100.
Cardi getting 300.
For no fucking way.
She getting 300, man. I'm telling you.
I ain't mad at her for asking for the ticket, though, because if somebody bites, you won like a motherfucker.
Drake getting a million a show, she can get 300.
Maybe.
Yeah, see? Yeah, I ain't talking about a club. I'm talking about
not
like
for real.
A bag.
Yeah. She
can get that.
So they got us thinking, man, let's check these booking prices, man. Been a couple weeks. You know how we like to do. We check and see what your favorite artists are charging right now. We like to look at what is jumping out at the page at us.
What's move? What's moving you?
Yeah. What did you see? What's the first thing you kind of noticed on this list of artists that we have in booking prices?
Cash Doll price went up.
Cash Doll.
25 racks if you want Cash Doll in the building.
Man, no way in hell, bro.
25,000.
I seen Ball Greasy. That price went up after he appeared on Lil Duval shit. 16,000 Ball Greasy charging right now.
Shout out to him for that.
Yeah, fuck it, man. Get it while you can. That's like Cardi asking for 300.
Nah. Same nah. level. Cardi gonna get them 300. You're gonna be hot about that.
Same level.
There's somebody named Snap Dog. You know Snap Dog?
Yeah, I do.
You know Snap Dog?
Yeah, Detroit.
Would you give him 4,000 for a show?
Absolutely not. But shout out to him, though. He getting it.
Young Snap Dog.
I'm gonna tell you on here, they got the models on here, right?
Okay.
Or, you know, model slash hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy from Power, 16.5?
Ooh, you can get that though.
What?
Yeah, you doing a little lounge or something? Tell him what's his real name?
Who? Joseph something?
No, it's not Joseph anything.
Tommy from Power, Joseph Sakura. That's his name.
Oh, the white dude.
Yes.
Oh, see, I don't even watch Power. I thought you were talking about Ghost.
No.
Oh, hell no.
And then his wife Tasha, she wants 16.5.
I can see that.
What?
I can see that tub. I thought that was Ghost for 16.5. What Ghost? 100? God damn. Ain't nobody giving Tommy 16.5. You're right about that. I thought that was the whole time we sitting there, I'm thinking that's Ghost. All right, nah, you ain't giving him that. Tasha can get it though.
No.
Both ways.
Badoom-ting.
Tough. It's Lala 17.5.
Everybody just gonna eat off Power now?
New body Lala 17.5.
Lala looking good out there. We got to be real about that.
Definitely.
Angela Simmons, the most gassed up person right now on social media for $10,000.
Mm. Alexis Scott, 6 racks.
I've never heard of her.
You never heard of Alexis Scott?
Who is that?
The Instagram chick?
No. What does she do?
You got to look her up. She's just Alexis Scott.
What?
You'll see once you look her up.
I need more of that for $6,000.
Yeah, she worth all them six.
Fuck out of
here. Just look her up.
Lil Duval, $17,000 right
now. That price went up. If I'm I ain't moving for 17 if I'm Lil Duval.
Lil Duval price was probably 10 this whole year until this song came out.
He got to go 25 now, don't he? Because he's a double. He's a dual threat.
You might be right. And plus, he got signed now, so they taking a cut.
He said he ain't had no 3-6. That's what he said.
Yeah, okay.
If I'm Lil Duval, I can give you the comedy and do the smile bitch like 3-4 times. Man, you got to give me 25.
That shit better
Shout
be
Shout out
funny.
DJ Coop, man. Nashville, he was on the road with On the road with Duval.
I see a coup.
Yeah.
You want to go throwback R&B, you can get Brian McKnight for $35,000.
Before we leave modeling.
Oh, okay.
I thought Safari was a rapper. Is Safari a rapper or is he a model?
What? I don't know what he is. What is he charging?
He want $8,500. I ain't even going to say $8,000
to get booed off him. Didn't they throw shit at him in New York?
Yeah, they threw shit at him at Dykeman. So, yeah. If you pay him $85,000, you can boo him too.
Bro, are people coming out to see him? Like if we had a
Safari
lounge, yes, mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, we can get him for $8,500. People gonna pull up to
Is
show
it a
to
small
fuck
lounge.
Safari.
You gotta be a small lounge, but I mean, he could probably bring some people out though.
What if it's like Compound?
Hell no. Maybe Escobar's.
Okay.
He can pack Escobar's.
R&B man, $35,000 for Brian McKnight.
No way.
$30,000 for Donnell Jones.
Wow.
Ooh, Genuine.
Jacquees want $25,000. You serious?
Jacquees? Birdman getting 22 of that.
24.5. 24.5, youngin. You get all your shit off merch, and this little 500 is like per diem.
Adina Howard for $6,000. Freak Like Me. That's before a lot of the people listening time, though.
Bobby B getting 55. I seen Bobby B on a running trail.
Bobby B getting 55 what?
100. Not K. I seen him on a running trail with a bike, and his Nikes was done.
He on a running trail. They got to be done, though.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
Did you holler at him?
Nah, I ain't even say nothing to him, though. He looked like he was stressed out. I ain't even say nothing. He looked like he was stressed. Dusty Nike. He's had his little bike and shit.
Bobby V ain't been popping since his name was Bobby Valentino.
That is a fact.
That's when he was eating.
Keep Sweat for $55,000.
Keith Sweat.
55K.
You can catch Keith Sweat every Thursday night on the Grand Hustle on BET.
I'm wondering, was his price like a million when he was popping if he's still charging 55K? Like, that's crazy.
Maybe that's the thing where as you get older,
the more you can charge,
your shit kind of appreciates.
Because them old freaks going to pay. They just want to see Keith Sweat.
Cougars going to be out there.
Yeah.
I ain't going,
though. Kelly probably get 75 a show then.
Nah. You remember, he was doing.
People was backing out on him, sure.
He was doing bad.
So you're not giving Cardi 300?
Fuck no.
What do you think Drake get a show?
Independent of his tour?
Yeah.
Like if it was
like
just.
If we called him, like, hey, man, we trying to get you to come down here to the A just for. We got
whatever.
This.
A new festival we just
whatever.
Put together.
We just want you to show up and perform.
250.
Oof.
Easy.
Jesus.
250 strong.
That's a lot of money, right?
That's a lot. That's a whole
but
lot.
But you gonna
of
get that
money.
Back with Drake though.
That's like, a fact.
You ain't get to blink twice.
You're not getting that back with Cardi though.
300? You crazy? You getting that back? Cardi gonna bring him out though. She like Cardi's like.
Stop.
She A list.
What?
Cardi's not A list. She's an A list entertainer.
She's a B list.
No.
She's a B list.
Absolutely.
Beyonce is
A
list.
And Cardi B is too. She ain't on Beyonce level.
Cardi B is B list. That's
Cardi
what the
B
stands
is,
for.
What's Nicki? Is Nicki A list?
Nicki A list.
Nah, get the fuck out of here.
Easy.
If Nicki's A list, Cardi is A plus.
If Cardi is getting 300, Nicki getting 5.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Did you see Remy Ma hosting a new show?
Co-hosting it with Joe Budden.
Tough.
Yeah, that's your man.
Tough.
You keep up with everything, Joe Budden. Let me know how that turned out.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
Man, before we get out of here, man, on Decker of the Week.
What you got?
Taking the iTunes again, man. These comments coming up, man. We appreciate it. Shout out to Ace 100.
Ace 100.
Second to none. He says, Animal Brown and Spike Lou stay on deck. No pun intended. Da-da-da-da. Bringing straight fire consistently every week. And I am thankful for that because I need that podcast fix, man. We appreciate you, Ace 100.
You are the On Decker of the Week.
Yeah, man. No weeks off, goddammit.
We here every time, even during the holidays. Happy Labor Day to you and yours. We appreciate everybody. Tell somebody you listen to the On Deck TV podcast this week. Tell them how to listen to it. Make sure they download it on their phone. Google Play, iTunes, Spotify as well. Wherever you like us, we're there.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate that, big dog. New music, of course, the Eminem. Did you listen to Bun B's Return of the Trill?
I did. I liked it.
I wasn't mad at it.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that at all. That's a graceful way to go out. I don't need another album from Bun B, but okay. Hey.
I'm about to say, did he say this was the last one?
Yeah, this it.
Really?
Yeah, he retired after this. Got to.
No, you're just saying it.
He did say that. He said it. I don't know if he's going to stick to it, but he said that this was on. I think it was an interview that I was listening to. It might have been Rap Radar or something like that.
I wasn't mad at this little album, though. I can't even front.
No, doing.
I was disappointed in the A-Ball MJG song, though. Mm. That hurt me. That song was slow.
Yeah.
Don Q, Don Season 2.
I'm waiting on that.
Don Q can rap, though.
Yeah, he can.
You not listen to him, though? You gonna chill out?
Nah, I'm waiting, though.
It's
I'm
straight.
Waiting on that. Is it good? Did you like it?
Yeah, I ain't mad at it. It ain't got a lot of replay value, but it's not like, man, who is this nigga and who does he think he is? Nah, it's like, oh, okay, he's spitting.
Okay.
But, and Dave East on, the song with Dave East, he snapped.
Okay.
Eww. Currency, Fire in the Clouds.
I mean, that's every week of Currency. We always got new Currency. I'm like 6 projects back, but I'm going to catch up, I promise.
I'm 10 back.
Shit.
Give a nigga a break.
Yeah,
Currency. Take the rest of the year off.
Currency does his thing.
God damn. That's enough for the new music, man, this week. What you got on deck for the weekend?
NFL, man. The league is about to start. I'm NFL light this year. So I'm going to see how that's going. I ain't expecting too much out of my Cowboys.
Mm.
What you got up?
That Spider-Man comes out Friday. I'm copping.
No way there's a new Spider-Man. What are you talking about, a video game?
Yeah, to a PlayStation 4.
It's impossible.
Got to have it.
No way.
Got to fucking have it. I'll be
done. Is
that
what Styles P was playing in the video they sent to the group chat?
I ain't see that.
You ain't see that?
Styles P was playing Spider-Man?
Tough.
How he get it early? I need answers.
I have no idea. He was on some show called Played.
Oh, that might be it then.
Yeah, I think so.
That Spider-Man looked dope as fuck. Got to have it.
Free T Grizzly, man.
Damn, really?
Yeah, violated his probation.
Wow. Yeah,
first day back in.
I
don't. I don't know what they didn't say how long they was gonna give him or what he did to violate, but he definitely got picked up on parole violation.
Did you watch Aretha Franklin funeral?
Absolutely not.
You ain't sit through all 13 in the mouth?
I wouldn't dare.
That was like Roots, bro.
I got more shit. Man, I wouldn't dare sit there for that shit.
That shit was. We're not finna do the queen like that,
though. I mean, I'm not sitting. I'm not. Dude, I'm not even. I don't want to go to the funeral. I'm not gonna sit here and watch it on TV, especially if it's 14 hours.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not sitting in my own funeral for 10
man,
hours.
Close my casket and get me up out of here, dog. I'm ready to get to heaven, dog. We sitting in here playing. Get me up out of here, bro. I ain't sitting in this church for 14 hours. Roll me on up to heaven, man. Let's get this over with.
Oh, shit. Nah, but Spider-Man, I'm be done with this Ozark. Something else I wanted to
Ooh, I got to watch the rest of Ozark. I do got to watch that.
That's mandatory.
That is a fact.
And then the season to kick off, and my Packers will win the Super Bowl. Super Bowl picks.
Super Bowl pick.
What you got?
I'm going New England.
Of course. On a limb.
I'm going out on a limb and saying New England. Okay. And
go ahead and say it. My boys.
Y'all not going to do it.
Shit.
New England, Minnesota.
That's trash.
And my sleeper pick of the year, the Jets. The Jets going to win 10 games.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Super Bowl is going to be my Packers and the Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah. Real quick. It's the end of the show, guys. Just hang tight.
If y'all don't want to hear this, we'll talk to y'all next week.
Sports talk. Yeah, right. But look, we need that Rodgers versus Brady Super Bowl.
That would be dope.
The sports gods cheated us. We never got that LeBron and Kobe finals. Mm. That would have been dope. We need that Rodgers-Brady, dude, before Brady is 50.
I ain't mad at that. I'd root for that.
That'll be entertaining. That's just good TV. And then plus, if my boys make it to the Super Bowl while it's in the A, guess who will be inside the dome for that? Me, motherfucker. Animal_Brown.
You'll take out a second mortgage for that one.
Yes. Fuck it. However it got to do it, I will be in the Super Bowl if my boys make it and it's here in the A.
The tickets are starting at $7,500.
Well, fine. I'll be in that motherfucker. Give me the $800 seat.
No. $7,500 is the cheapest ticket right now.
Nah, that's blowing it, dude. I'm at to meet some people between now and then, get real cool with some motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm hot about that.
That is a fact.
But yeah, man, fuck with us next week. Do us a favor. Catch us on IGTV. We're going to give y'all a little week break so y'all can catch up on T.I.'s show. Mm-hmm. We've been telling y'all to watch it. It's called The Grand Hustle on BET.
Yep, and it's on demand, so y'all can binge the episodes.
Absolutely.
Y'all can binge our episodes, which is grading The Hustle on IGTV.
There it is. And also rate, subscribe, and like. Thank you for those IG comments. Keep them coming, guys. We appreciate it.
Need that.
Other than that,
we out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.